With that, we come to the time in our celebration where we lift up our joys and concerns unto the Lord, and a few joys related to the ministry of our church that we want to make sure to lift this morning. First of all, our flower offering is given by Petty Manthe in loving memory of the city, how do you say that, Petty? Satiawan family, parents and grandparents. And so for the loving memory of these, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have two food baskets for the Stillman Sawyer Family Service Center. The first is in honor of our favorite sound technician, Scott Wolverton, for his birthday that will be on April 22nd. And so happy birthday, Scott! And the second by Ray and Esther Austria in honor of Rayanne's 24th birthday that was yesterday on April 16th. So happy birthday, Rayanne! Also, if you look at the back of your bulletin, you've got listed all of those who we honor and give thanks in memory of with our Easter lilies this morning. And so thank you to all who donated those. I also have a thank you on the behalf of the Filipino Fellowship. We would like to thank Pastor Stacy, the readers, speakers, music, technical support, Paula Singers, Leah, Marshall, Barry, Megumi, and Hani for all the contributions that they made to our Seven Last Words Filipino Fellowship event and making it a success. Also, special thanks to Lynn Dela Cruz for taking on the big responsibility of planning, organizing, and executing this amazing event. All of this would not have been possible without everyone's participation and contribution. We are blessed to have an amazing team working towards a common goal, worshiping God with a grateful heart. Wishing you all happy Easter. And so for all of those who helped to make our Good Friday Seven Last Words service a wonderful day of worship, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also wanted to make sure to mention that by popular demand, as I understood it to be, Rudy Carlos is over in the kitchen right now getting a hamburger lunch ready that will be available after service. If you are interested, we also have our Easter egg hunt for the kids, and so a great time to stick around after worship and have some fellowship before heading off to Easter fun. And with that, will you join me in prayer this morning? Risen Lord, hear our cry for help for those surrounded by the shroud of death, for those covered by the mantle of dying, for those hemmed in by illness, visible or veiled, hear our cry for help. For those weighed down with worries, for those carrying the burden of distress, for those overwhelmed by isolation, hear our cry for help. For those who are weary, for those who are tattered and worn, for those who collapse from exhaustion, hear our cry for help. Risen Lord, hear our cry of thanksgiving for the graciousness with which you hear, for the patience with which you listen, for the grace with which you care. Hear our cry of thanksgiving for the ways you accompany us through deep valleys, for the ways you lead us to still meadows, for the ways you provide all we need. Hear our cry of thanksgiving. For transforming death and resurrection life, for blessing and breaking ordinary bread, for opening our eyes to recognize you, hear our cry for thanksgiving. Risen Lord, hear our cry for communities of faith, that we may retain memory of being together, that we embrace unity even in the reality of distance, that we foresee a future side by side and hand in hand. Hear our cry for communities of faith. that we sense purpose beyond ourselves, that we perceive the needs of creation, that we stretch ourselves to respond. Hear our cry for communities of faith, that our ways be formed by your way, that our lives be shaped by your life, that our love be your love. Hear our cry for communities of faith. Lord, we lift all of this and all that we have and are unto you, our most blessed God and risen Savior. Amen.